Yo plays on immediately, lobs it to the Lysett direction, and big Scott Lysett.
Well, picked up by Marston, hand pass Shuey, hand pass Hearn. Hearn a kick inside 50, Lacroix on his chest.
A play on as Jetta turns, snaps the goal easy as you like.
The ball gets hacked forward by the Tigers. Top of their square, here's a chance for Rioli.
Yaff turn, he's 40 out, but running away from goal, around his body, mark required. Darling! Over the top of McIntosh, wasn't entitled to take that, but he did.
I've got another Tiger supporter behind me. I think he's got another F word for them other than flat and feisty, that's for sure.
G. Lacroix, he got away. Cochin gave away a free kick, as he could be 50.
An absolute certainty, you'd think. 0 goals, 3 last week. He gets that one, Pete, from 8 metres.
Here's Gaff, 65 out, looking for Kennedy. Oh, great stretch.
That was a remarkable mark from Josh Kennedy. I thought the same thing too, Mark.
Kennedy, 30 out, kicks. And the Tigers, it's official. They're being mauled on Friday Night Football.
I reckon Lysett's chinned Vickery.
Chinned him?
Yeah, I reckon he's thrown one.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
There was nothing in it.
Was there?
Well,
I don't know.
Little hand pass, not bad from Ellis. Across to Lloyd. Mark required here. Dying seconds. It does come, but it's Shannon Hearn who takes it. And that will be the danger averted, I'd say, with Marston 15 metres upfield, taking the mark. Good quarter by the Eagles. Great half by West Coast. And they've got this game where they want it. They lead 10 goals, 13-73 over the Tigers, 3-1-19.
McIntosh with some running room. Oh, it's a horrible kick. It might find the target. It has. Unbelievable. Well, that was a fluke.
I know one particular commentator who loves it every time.
Oh, Cyril.
As the ball goes down to the wing.
A mark taken by McGovern.
Lysett almost intercepted. Hill, impossible angle, but he loves these. Bouncing ball, almost. Almost.
By some time, his pass is wide of Yo. Oh, it's bounced back for a goal.
Backwards to go forwards. Jetta was out of bounds with his feet, but not with the ball. Oh,
wow, that is a bad kick. 3-on-1, and the Eagle won.
No, here we go. Hand pass, Butler, across to McGovern. Tailor-made for the McGovern man.
Nat Nui to Kennedy, now to Cripps. Cripps a kick to Yo. Hunt comes. Oh, he smashed Yo in the score, and he'll give him 50.
Oh, he misses this one. He needs to have a good look at himself.
So he kicks a goal.
The hot spot. Darling is there in front.
Easy,
as Carl suggested. And Chaplin in turn to McIntosh. One of the final acts of the night. Hooley will end up with the footy in his hands with seconds ticking down. And this will be the final score. The Eagles, after the Derby victory, have taken care of Richmond in emphatic fashion. From start to finish, it's been the Eagles. And they have dominated Friday night here at Domain. 18-17, 125 to 9-3, 57. 68 points the margin. And Richmond's season, like many of their players out in the middle of the ground at the moment, very much on their knees.
We're the Eagles, the West Coast Eagles, and we're here. Show you why. We're the big birds, kings of the big game. We're the Eagles, we're flying high. We're the Eagles, the West Coast Eagles, and we're here to show you why. We're the big birds, kings of the big game. We're the Eagles, we're flying.
West Coast Eagles, 18-17, 125 over Richmond, 9-3, 57. Darling finished with 4 goals. A couple apiece to Yo, Shuey, Kennedy and Hutchings. And for the Tigers, Jack Revolt with 4. Rioli with a couple and Sam Lloyd with 2. They're multiple goal scorers.